Welcome all the gamers to another All the Gaming Quick Thoughts. I am Dale White, the advocate for insanity, and I have thoughts, but first, before those thoughts, I want to thank you all. I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank you all for sharing the podcast. I want to thank you all for looking for that hidden Easter egg to Taka's song within the podcast. And because of you guys, because of you looking, because of you downloading all the past episodes, I think almost every single past episode ended up with at least one download in the past couple of weeks. I think there were, a small handful of really old ones. Like, there may have only ended up being like two or three total episodes that didn't get any downloads whatsoever. Like, and they were like, all of them, I think, were in the single-digit numbers. And even a couple of those got downloads as well. So thank you all for going back and listening to all the past episodes like I always ask you to. You guys really did it while searching for this egg. So much so that we were breaking records. Personal records for the podcast. Single-week download records. Download record was broken. The 2-week time period download record was broken. The first week download record was nearly broken. Just across the board, a lot of our past download records were being shattered. And I mean shattered too, like not just by a few. The previous download records for both single week and 2 week time periods were both set during the hype of episode 50 being released, and this blew both of those records away. So thank you guys. And it also very much looked like we were getting a lot of new listeners too. Just the stat of unique listeners was up as well, so that was really cool to see. So thank you all for participating in all of this. This has been incredible. And of course, the egg has in fact now been found. It has been found. Where was it? It was all the way back in episode 9. Yeah, that far back. And it had not been edited into it. It was literally in there since the day it was first uploaded. And on Twitter, TD Rusk, who, if that name sounds familiar, it's because it's Tyler Rusk, who was actually a guest on a previous episode of the podcast. All the way back, I think episode 15. I want to say 15. Songs to Steal Cars 2 was the name of the episode. He was a guest on that episode, and he's the one that found it. Now, I never said that, you know, past guests couldn't, you know, weren't allowed or anything like that. Even Jermo and Fishy, who were on the episode where I announced it, they didn't know where the egg was. The guests who were in the episode, Johnny and Jordan Adams, who are on the episode, Is That a Video Game? Number 9, where the egg was hidden. They did not know that that's where the egg was. Nobody knew. I didn't tell anybody. Tyler, he mentioned in his message, I think he mentioned it on the All the Gaming Discord server, that he remembered listening to that episode back when it first came out, and hearing that, but not knowing what it was, and like didn't realize that that was the egg until going back and re-listening to it. He said it just sounded out of place to him, you know, that at the time he didn't know the significance of Tataka's song. So I'm really, this is probably my proudest moment as a content creator, to have hidden this little tiny snippet of audio in a podcast episode released over 2 years ago, running a contest to find it now, using that to break personal records as far as analytics go, and seeing multiple people hunting for this thing. That's been the greatest, most rewarding feeling for me personally, just to see everybody actually going out and looking for this thing, seeing both the excitement as well as the frustration for a few people that they could not find it. It's been very interesting. It's been a really, really cool ride. Now, if you want to go back and listen to it, the version of Totaka's song that was hidden in that episode was the Mario Paint version. And there was a hint hidden within the Easter egg episode, episode 78, that I didn't even realize when I first edited that episode together, where basically I had mentioned that it, in the episode that it was in, that it was in a game that we had talked about in the episode. And then, you know, I mentioned that the first game that it had been in was Mario Paint. At least the first one that I was aware of. I think there was actually, now that I really think about it, I think there was actually one other game prior to Mario Paint that off the top of my head I am forgetting about. I think Mario Paint was actually the second, and then Link's Awakening was the third game. But anyway, the example I used during the Easter egg episode, episode 78, was the Link's Awakening version. And then right after that, we ended up having this big conversation about Mario Paint. So why did I go with the Link's Awakening version? Well, because I had also just said that the version I was going to insert into the episode was going to be different than the one that I had originally used. And the one that I had originally used was the Mario Paint one. So there you go. And the reason I used the Mario Paint one was, back in that episode, is that a video game, the first game we started talking about there was Mario Paint, because it being, you know, software, more or less, on the Super Nintendo. And, you know, the whole theme of that episode was, is this actually a video game or is it something else? And we talked about a bunch of different things on that episode. It was a really interesting episode that I had a lot of fun making. And of course, back then, you know, I was still using the Super Bomberman 1 level intro and outro theme on episodes, and I was still using music from video games rather than the Kerosin theme that we have now with Racing to Sleep. And seriously, go check him out. Really awesome creator. So do that. But anyway, back then for that episode, you know, most of the games we were talking about were like walking simulators. I didn't really have super recognizable music that I could use, but Mario Paint did. So for the music for that episode, for the intro and outro, and I also had needed two themes for the intro because I had put on the weird little editor's note there, because I had the thing happening where I had what I called at the time movie trailer voice as an artifact of what I now know to be Craig Bot, the bot that I used to record the full episodes. I don't use that to record Quick Thoughts, by the way. But it was an issue that Craig Bot used to have. I don't think it's a thing anymore. And at the time, I didn't know how to fix it. Now I do know how to fix it in case I ever do run into it again. But at that point in time, I did not. So I put it in an editor's note at the beginning of that episode. So I ended up needing three different pieces of music. Two for the intro and one for the outro. And I got all of them from Mario Paint. And while looking through music from Mario Paint, I saw, you know, Totaka's theme in there. I was like, hey, I know what that is. That's that fun little Easter egg thing that's in a bunch of different video games. What if I take that and hide it in the episode, and then I could do something with that later? I didn't know exactly what I was going to do with it later, but I did know I wanted to do something with it later. One idea that I had at the time was to go through different episodes in the future and hide different versions of Totaka's song in different episodes. I didn't end up doing that. And then I thought, you know, well, maybe I'll just have it as this fun thing, you know, that somebody will find. And eventually that led to the Easter egg hunting contest that has just come to a close now, 2 years later, because of something that was sitting there that nobody quite caught on to. And for that to come full circle now, I guess a little over 2 years later, is so extremely satisfying as a creator. And I have so much gratitude for everybody that participated. You guys have no idea how much that means. You may also notice a little fun thing on the Mario Paint music that the I used different video game intros and different music from different video games for intros and outros in the past, but also for the E3 reaction stuff from last year, I used the save load robot music from Mario Paint for that as well. So I was hoping that if somebody was like really paying attention to all this, they could have picked up on some of these little hidden clues and details throughout the way to find where the egg was actually hidden at. But yeah, it has been found. This was really fun for me to do all of this. I'll see if I can set something up like this again for a future contest, because this is really, really satisfying. So you never know. You might need to really pay attention to future episodes of the All the Gaming Podcast, because you don't know what I might decide to hide in there next. You know, something really fun, too, I noticed about this whole thing is, like, the Easter egg was hidden in episode 9, titled, "Is That a Video Game?" And this whole contest, something of a game itself, but based around audio. So I'm going to leave you with this question now. Is that an audio game? Maybe that counts. So, after all, the podcast is called All the Gaming. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Make sure to share these out. It's helped a lot, and I can tell you guys have shared some. So I am really, really thankful for that. Like I said, I've noticed during all of this that not just the overall downloads, but also the unique listener stat has gone up as well. That has been really awesome to see. So thank you all. So keep sharing. It's helping a lot. It really is. Keep doing that. Of course, if you haven't yet, if you're not the one that, you know, found the Easter egg, or you didn't go on the hunt, there's a lot of past episodes you probably haven't listened to. And I think a lot of them are really good, so go listen to them. We've got another new episode coming up this next Tuesday with Twitch streamer Gabby Diggs, so keep an eye out for that coming. Anyway, thank you all for listening, and I'll see you guys next time. Of course, those are some thoughts for you to think on.